You're listening to SBS News.
Environment advocate the Climate Council of Australia is calling on all federal election candidates to tell Australians what steps they will take to help prepare for what it says are inevitable future climate change-fuelled natural disasters. The Council's chief executive is Amanda McKenzie. She says the current federal government has had ample warning about this issue but hasn't done anywhere near enough about it.
Scientists have been very clear for about 30 years now to say that flooding risk is going to increase. Extreme weather events are increasing as a consequence of climate change. And climate change is driven by the burning of fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas. So the science is clear. We need to get off those forms of fuel. And unfortunately, under this federal government, for the last 8 years, we've seen no meaningful action on climate change.
The Climate Council says candidates ought to specifically say what they'll do in the next three-year term of federal parliament to scale up renewable energy production and adjust the Australian economy to make it free of fossil fuels. Climate change is more than a three-year problem, an issue that needs planning extending beyond a government's electoral term. But Ms McKenzie says the issue is so urgent, her organisation is seeking an emphasis on what can be done most quickly.
We need to move really quickly to have our emissions plummet. We should have been drawing down our emissions over the last 20 years, but you know, now's the next best time to do that. So our emissions need to plummet by 75% this decade and then continue going down to zero.
Business representatives, the Australian Industry Group, aren't quite as critical of the current federal government as the Climate Council. It says there are some worthy initiatives underway. The Australian Industry Group's head of climate, energy and environmental policy is Tennant Reid. Mr Reid says although Australian industry is diverse and has diverse needs, there's a growing understanding that climate change is not just an environmental problem, but an economic one.
It is becoming clear to more and more businesses that there are opportunities in the multiple energy transitions needed to address climate change. But also that there are risks involved in not moving and not getting some of these calls right.
The other thorny issue is building resilience to the effects of climate change. Amanda McKenzie says communities like Lismore in New South Wales have to be rebuilt in a way that takes into account the ways the climate is changing.
Well, we need to be very clear about when we're building on floodplains. Where is the flood risk is what we need to be very aware of. The traditional areas of floodplains are now have now expanded, so we need to be aware of that. And the buildings that we put on floodplains, we need to appreciate will likely be flooded. So many of the areas that have previously, that are now experiencing these sort of mega floods, need to be very careful about building in the same areas because there will not be properties won't be able to be insured, and then people are left with nothing after a flood like this. So we can't afford to see that over and over again.
Alexi Boyd is the Chief Executive of the Council of Small Business Organisations of Australia, or COSBOA. Ms Boyd says her members in the disaster-affected areas of New South Wales and Queensland have told her resilience plans, with more forward planning in general, is what is needed.
Well, certainly what COSBOA is hearing from its members, and in fact what we're hearing from other bodies like the Insurance Council of Australia, is that more money needs to be spent on resilience and planning and preparation rather than the 97% of funds which are paid in disaster relief after a disaster has happened.
Ms Boyd says local small businesses play critical roles in communities and need to be central to any plans to combat climate change.
Well, I think when we're planning for the future, that small businesses are a massive part of that. And that's because we are the largest employer as a group, and we also have a large impact on the economy. And removing small businesses from the economy also removes their importance and value in community. So any forward planning when it comes to the environment needs to have small business in mind. What does the future look like? How can we plan for that economic impact and making sure that small businesses would remain as part of a community and a strong part of the community? Because we all know that small businesses support, you know, their workers, their people, themselves, the local sporting groups. As small business people, we are an intrinsic part of that community, and we need to make sure that communities flourish. And part of that is making sure we've got strategies in place to deal with climate change.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.